You're listening to The Simple Plate, tales of local food made and produced by local people. Today, we're lucky to have Adam Kemp in the studio. We discuss the intoxicating effect of fresh strawberries and his experience in organic farming. Let's go meet him at the table. I have at the table Adam Kemp. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Right off the bat, I'm just curious what it is that you do and what your company's all about.
So I run Oofto Organics. We're a small organic farm. We produce a lot of strawberries and a lot of salad greens. And we're just about growing great food and hopefully taking care of the land and the soil and the people that we grow for sort of all in one fell swoop.
And it's all organic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean exactly?
Organics is, it's a national program that's run by the USDA, and it just outlines certain growing practices, and it's just a set of guidelines that people adhere to. And actually, mostly it's, for me at least, it's more about communicating with consumers what it is that we do, what our values are. And so, you know, a lot of people these days kind of have some understanding of what organic food entails. And so by being involved in that program with our farm, it's helping those people understand what it is that we do.
Great. And so what sort of organic practices are you taking when you're planting and harvesting and everything in between?
Right. So sort of the basis of organic agriculture is that the soil is kind of our foundation and the soil life. And so basically we're taking an approach where we're caring for the soil life and nurturing it and then using it as the basis to cycle nutrients to the plant. And so sort of the idea is that if you have a healthy soil with healthy soil life, you're going to have healthy plants. Those plants will produce healthy food. That cycle should continue up to the consumer, basically. And so that's kind of what sets organic agriculture apart from other forms of agriculture. Maybe is not that other people aren't concerned with soil health that are not organic, but just that's sort of where we really put our emphasis. You know, we try to avoid anything that might be harmful to the soil life, and we try to do as much as we can to be good stewards of that soil life.
And with that, how does that tie into your beliefs in just even putting your own food on your own table? And what I mean by that is, what's the importance of knowing where your food comes from?
You know, it's a tricky question, I guess. The importance of there's a lot of implications. So there's a Wendell Berry quote that I won't be able to say, you know, precisely in the same words that he used. But the effect of it is something that if you're eating food, you're engaging in an agricultural act, right? And so how we choose to eat impacts to a large degree how we use the world that we live in, right? And so I think to a large degree, that's some of what is happening. You know, knowing where your food comes from, I think to some degree there's a lot of people that have become concerned about whether food is good for them, if there's chemical residues or things like that that are harmful. And so that's one aspect of it, is just your own health, your family's health, and just having the information you need to make those decisions, right? And then there's a whole other broader aspect of it where sort of what you do has implications for how the environment's used and, you know, the quality of the water that's running off of farms. And so there's sort of all these things downstream that matter too. And so it's kind of been an exciting thing to see that pick up. I've been around organic agriculture for, you know, about 11 years now, not just specifically on my own farm, but working for other people too. And it's definitely something that we're seeing more and more of. It's just that people are conscious of these things and thinking about them, which is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a huge aspect of
of mindfulness and awareness when it comes to what we're putting in our bodies and knowing where it comes from. And even beyond that, just the baseline of it is this food is almost better than some of that factory farm stuff. It's got a deeper flavor profile, or maybe it's even just knowing that it came from someone you know.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely, there definitely are some foods where, like you say, the flavor is a lot better. And then I think, you know, part of what's exciting too about just sort of local agriculture, you know, sort of getting away from organics, but just, you know, that's another aspect of our farm is that we serve a very local market. And that's another, you know, when you get into talking about flavor, I think that's another really cool thing about what's going on with, you know, small farms and local ag, is that there's a freshness factor there. You know, when I'm delivering salad greens to the co-op, I'm harvesting them the day before. You know, they get down to temperature in the cooler overnight, and I'm bagging them at sometimes like 3 a.m. and they go out with my wife when she goes to work, and they're on the shelf by, you know, what, 9 a.m. or something. So, and that's just a cool thing. And, you know, same with the strawberries. People come out and pick strawberries, and, you know, you're never going to experience better flavor than if you're tasting a strawberry that's still warm from the sun. You know, you have the whole flavor profile there, and nothing's, you know, none of the nutrient value has had time to escape, and it's as good as it's going to get, you know. So that's just, it's an exciting and kind of fun thing. And also, you know, getting out and picking your own strawberry ties right back into that conversation we had earlier about where your food comes from. You can stand in the field. You'll know exactly.
It's literally right there.
Right, right. So that's kind of, when I first got into doing the strawberries, and, you know, we do all the marketing now through Pick Your Own, and when I first got into doing things that way, I'm kind of a shy person. I thought, oh, man, I'm sort of nervous about the whole thing and hoping that it would go okay. But that was one of the things that has really been encouraging about it and has made it a lot easier to continue doing, you know, continue with marketing that way, is that it's just so much fun to see people out in the field enjoying that stuff, you know? And you can kind of visibly see somebody show up, and they kind of are, they're very business oriented at first. A lot of people are, they're sort of like, they want to know how the containers work and sort of, you know, point me in the right direction. And are there any rules? And that, you know, they're sort of all business. And by the end of it, they're much more willing to kind of lean on their car and talk to you. And you can kind of see that some of, I don't know, hopefully some of their stress from the day is washed away, that kind of thing, you know? So I think just in addition to all those things, that it's just a lot of, it's just good medicine to be outside.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And there's almost like an intoxicating effect that you get when you bite into like a fresh strawberry, mm-hmm. especially on like a hot day.
Yeah, definitely.
In the summer.
Definitely. You'd think I'd get tired of it, you know, for as many strawberries as I get to eat, but I don't.
Is there anything else that you want to plug or any last thoughts?
No, I guess the one thing I should say is that we work really closely with our friends, the Dalens. They run Northern Harvest Farm just across the road, and that's where I got my start farming. I still work there part-time in the mornings. And they're great people and want to run a wonderful CSA. And so if anybody out there is shopping for CSAs this winter, it's a, you know, check out their website. And yeah, I guess that would be about it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of The Simple Plate. I'm Mark Idstrom, and I want to thank Adam for sharing his story with us today. This episode of The Simple Plate is written and produced at KUMD by Mark Idstrom, with music from Andy Hallock and Pola, with support provided by Whole Foods Co-op of Duluth. More information and past episodes of The Simple Plate are available at KUMD.org under the Northland Morning drop-down menu, where you can leave your comments or questions. The Simple Plate is also located wherever you find your podcasts, so you can take us with you on your ride home from work or share us with your friends and family. Next episode, we meet with Sam LaVar of Duluth Coffee Company. We dive into the dark roast versus light roast myth, the numerous processes that ultimately affect the flavor of your coffee, and why Lake Superior's water makes for such a great cup. That's all next time on KUMD's The Simple Plate.